Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Tailor for Success. This is your host, Sharice Taylor, and today we are talking about developing a take it to the top mindset and how important that is and what a vital role it plays in your success, not only in your professional life, but in your personal life as well. And it's important to have a take-it-to-the-top mindset in both of those key areas. So I wanted to give a few tips on how you can develop a take-it-to-the-top mindset and keep a take-it-to-the-top mindset. And it's important. How we think about our lives really affects a great deal of how we perform. So it's really important and essential that we master our thoughts, and that our thoughts, we create thoughts and a mindset that is going to serve us well in our lives. So just to tell a quick story, working with two ladies who happened to be in their mid-60s, and they were looking for a job. They were both looking for a job, as dance instructors. And they came to me with a very seemingly defeated mindset. They said, well, you know, These dance places, they want these young things, as they call them. They want these young things, fresh out of college and this and that and the other. And so they're not going to be probably too interested in us. And I said, you know what? I'm going to tell you the truth. There may be some people who really do desire to hire a quote-unquote young thing, as you call it. But there are others who I believe will give you a chance. But the first thing that we're going to have to change is your mindset about the whole process. Because if you're going to go into this believing that you're already defeated, that there's no way that you can get your foot through the door, there's no way that you can get hired, there's no way that anyone that is interviewing is going to like you, then you're already done. But this comes in other areas as well in regards to relationships. Well, you know, I'm short, or I'm a little overweight, or whatever the case is, and there's not going to be anyone who's going to find me attractive or appealing, or I'm a certain age, and so finding love and having a fulfilling relationship is not an option for me. And so people take this into both their career and their personal lives as well. And it is really, it's a bad idea. it's a bad idea. And it's a bad practice because it really doesn't serve you well. I believe that our mindset is what helps us to go and grow our lives. And so, again, just tying in and giving you some quick tips that you can start to use in your life to have a take-it-to-the-top mindset. So, number one, you want to be mindful of your feelings and your attitudes, Because if you have a feeling and an attitude that things are going to go bad, that every day you wake up is doomsday for you, that's going to be what you're going to create. That's going to be what you're going to draw into your life. So the first thing that you want to do is be aware of what your feelings and attitudes are right now. And it may take some work and some time and some shifting, and I'm going to talk about how to do that here next. But you first have to have an awareness of what your feelings and attitudes are and whether or not they are serving you well. So after that, you want to start to, if you need to, redirect your thoughts, because if you have negative thoughts, it's just not going to it's going to take away from your demeanor. Your energy is going to be down. So you may have to redirect your thoughts. So, Charisse, how do I do that? You may have to start to do some visualization of things. Maybe it's of your relationship. Some fantasizing about what is your ideal job? What does your ideal relationship look like? What are the things that your significant other or spouse would say to you that would make you feel wonderful? What are some of the things that they could do? Start to visualize those things. Start to visualize yourself in the career, in the office space that you desire. So you may have to, number two, redirect your thoughts. Redirecting your thoughts is going to give you a new sense of expectation and belief. The third thing that I recommend that you do is that you take the lesson and the blessing from the mistakes of your past. Take the lesson and the blessing from the mistakes of your past. A lot of times what is hindering us from believing the best now is that we're still playing those old tapes, those old cassette tapes of our mistakes from the past. And so what you need to do is, and I saw this recently, is be kind to yourself. Be gracious and forgiving to yourself in regard to the past. There's nothing that any of us can possibly do about the past. The past is what it is. And so all we can do is look back and say, what is the lesson and the blessing that I can learn from this particular incident? And then lastly, as we are finishing up here, list out what you want. What do you want? People are not very clear about what it is that they actually want. They focus a lot on the things that they don't want in their lives. I'm so sick and tired of this. I'm so sick and tired of that. I wish this and I wish that. But what if we did a shift again? And we started to write down and speak out the things that we really wanted to see manifest in our lives. What if we did that instead? What if we spoke about, I am going to be so grateful as things pan out at work. I am going to be so grateful when our team really starts gelling and working and communicating together effectively. So let's start listing and writing out and speaking out what it is that we want instead of what we don't want. So again, let's review a little bit here. The first thing that you want to do is that you want to be develop an awareness of your attitudes and your feelings. Because sometimes we're just kind of sitting with self and we don't know. We're not aware that we're engaging in self-defeating behaviors. The other thing that you want to do is that you may want to redirect your thoughts, maybe with positive affirmations, with visualization. So if you feel like you're just stuck on this in this sea of negativity, take some time and make some concentrated effort to redirect your thoughts to something positive. Also, learn the lesson and the blessing from your past. Learn the lesson and the blessing from your past. Shake off any guilt and shame and simply learn, what can I learn, what can I do to improve for the next time, for the next day, for the next relationship, for the next job. You may make mistakes, you may fall short, but again, don't marinate in that. Learn from your past. Learn the lesson and the blessing. And then the last thing that we talked about was to list what you want. List what you want to see. List what you want to feel. The positive things. We tend to get into what I call gripe groups. We form gripe groups. So it's all together. And let's gripe about how bad our boss is. Let's gripe about how bad our husbands are, our children, or whatever the case may be. But I challenge you to flip that and start to speak and speak positively into your future. I hope that these tips will help you to have a take-it-to-the-top mindset at home and in work. And until next time, remember this, the best is yet to come.